Hello and welcome. My name is Davis Bitsky. I'm a technology evangelist with Microsoft focused on Windows 8. In today's screencast, we're going to look at creating some simple animations in a Windows Store game. We're going to use HTML and JavaScript. All the code I'm going to show today you can download freely at win8gamekit.codeplex.com. So the first type of animation we're going to do is really the simplest. So we're going to look at moving some spaceships across the x-axis, and we're going to animate them from the right side of the screen to the left side of the screen. And the way that we're going to do that is by changing their pixels a specific amount each frame that we render to the screen. And then the second type of animation you can take a look at is sprite sheets. So for sprite sheets, we're going to use a JavaScript framework called Easel.js. And basically, a sprite sheet is an image that can be cut up into predefined pixels, and each piece of those pixels is a frame that'll be animated over time. So at the bottom here, you can see the Prince of Persia, which is a famous game, and the source is now available online. You can see a sprite sheet here where we're animating the prince over 12 different frames across a period of time. So you can see it looks like he's running. Because we're rendering images on screen an X number of times a second, in this case 60 times a second, to the HTML5 canvas, when we're looking at animations, the easiest way to do that is by moving those objects in an X or a Y direction. So for the Space Cadet Win8 Game Kit sample, what we're actually doing is we're moving ships from the right of the screen to the left of the screen, and then we're changing those x coordinates each frame. So if we go back into our game loop where we're updating and drawing the ships, and we dive into Update Ship, what you're seeing here is we're going to loop through each ship that is on screen, and we're going to say that as long as the ship is within the bounds of what that screen should look like, we don't want to actually run off the screen, and we want to keep a little bit of buffer. Then we're going to go ahead and take that x, and we're going to take away the acceleration of that ship. So if we want to look at the ships, and you come down here into the JavaScript file, what you'll see is acceleration is the speed by some little bit of extra. And what the extra is the multiplier each new level gives. So the more levels that you beat in this game, the faster the ships will go, and the harder that will get each time. So basically, every frame, we're going to subtract some coordinates from where the X is being rendered for that object, and we're going to continue to do that until the ship is actually off screen. Now, there are other ways of doing animations. So, for example, there's something called sprite sheets. A sprite sheet would be one long image that you'd actually have on screen, and then you would break up what that image looks like over time. Now, what I've done here is I've downloaded the latest Easel.js that you saw us use in some of the earlier videos. And inside of Easel.js, you're going to see the sprite sheet.html example. So, if we go ahead and we take a look at that, and we scroll down to the bottom, what you'll see here is, again, just a straight up HTML5 canvas example. When this page loads, I call into init. And if we go up to init, you'll see we're going to get some of the elements on that screen. We're going to set a stage. Stage is a way Easel.js looks at the canvas object and how you're going to run and draw things on top of the canvas. And then I have a bunch of images that you can see here, as well as a JSON file. So I hinted at that little character being Grant, and you can see in the code it's a running Grant. So there's running Grant.png. If you remember parallax scrolling from the old Nintendo days, Grant's doing some interesting things here by doing the hills like they're scrolling in the background. We've got the sky and the ground. So we go ahead and we load all of those things in. And then what you can see is we're actually changing again the coordinates of where those things are, and we're actually taking pieces of what that graphic should be for each thing. So in this specific instance, you can see I'm taking pieces of that hill, and I'm actually rendering those. So you have both the ability to do sprite sheets as well as animating individual objects across their x and y accesses. Both of those ways are a very easy way to start getting animations going inside of your game. If you're looking for more help on writing your app, make sure you head over to bit.ly GenApp 8. Generation App is a website we've put together to help out developers. It offers training, so what you're going to see is different topics, and there is a gaming track coming over the course of 30 days. So there'll be 4 weeks broken out. We'll go through each individual topic. You'll get free training, you'll get help, you'll get code. And then we also have offers on Generation App to do app reviews for you, to get guidance, to get assistance, as well as a chance at an App Excellence Lab, where you'll sit down with a Microsoft engineer. They'll actually walk through your app, and they'll give you some guidance, as well as getting a token to get into that Windows Store early so that you can have first market advantage on launch day. If you have any questions, you can reach me on Twitter at TheDaveDev, as well as my Microsoft email address, david.isbitsky@microsoft.com. Thank you for your time.